Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Carver sans Lisi, as Joe is out on assignment. I'll be back tomorrow. We have a lot going on, of course, as always. We'll do a couple things in the NFL this hour. We got a very big college basketball slate for Friday we got to talk about. Good amount of NBA games, a couple hockey games after the trade deadline. So a lot happening here with us. And I got some fight stuff for Matias, because we got UFC 299 on Saturday night, and Matias is in a drought with the main events, and we have a heavy favorite in the main event, so I'm interested to see where Matias is going to be going with that. While I have a second with this, Heat still lead the Mavericks by two, about midway through the third quarter, 67-65. Timberwolves and Pacers are locked in a really good one as well, 87-85. Awful news for the Timberwolves also, that Cat's meniscus injury in the left knee, out indefinitely. That is bad news for them. Real bad. They've been, of course, right in the mix for this one seed. Been right there, and they haven't been able to get it done. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. So you got me with you here. Matias Burbell, hit Burbell in the mix as we're going to get him in the ring in a little bit here on CNL. And as I was mentioning, for the Timberwolves, that's a massive injury to not have Cat. And I know that Anthony Edwards can carry a lot of the mail, but they ain't the same team without him. And I know their numbers dropped. You know, they were in the 20-25 range for the NBA title, and they've gone down to 32. They were obviously one of these teams that's been right there for the one seed in the West the entire season, which, you know, going into... They were tied with Oklahoma going into Thursday night, with Denver being one back. It's going to hurt them. It's going to hurt them big time. I know that that's not breaking news or anything, but we were kind of skeptical on Minnesota as it was, right? We spent the last few weeks here saying, man, you know, whoever gets them in the first round, whether it's at that play-in tournament, the Lakers or the Warriors or, you know, Sacramento, whoever, that Dallas, that we were going to go after Minnesota. Now that might not be an option anymore. I mean, they're still, because of how much cushion they've had, they're still going to get their way into the top four. But those 1 and 2 seeds, I think those are going to be out of the question for them, at least right now, that's for sure. We have a couple of other things I want to get to. The Russell Wilson stuff, you know, it certainly sounds like he's going to Pittsburgh. Now, he's allegedly talked to the Steelers already, or is he's expected to meet with the Steelers, according to some reports. You know, it feels like it could be a good fit for him. I would be leery about if he wasn't able to beat out Kenny Pickett, which, let's be fair here, as bad as Russ has been the last 2 years in Denver, and it's not like every game he sucked, by the way. Russ, you know, there was a lot of things that went on with that team. You know, 2 years ago, they were pathetically coached. And this year, you could just tell Peyton wanted nothing to do with him. I'm not making an excuse for Russ. Russ wasn't good, but I think that Russ might be better than Kenny Pickett. I think he might. You know, what did Russ do last year? 26 tutties and how many picks did he have? Did he even get – had single-digit picks, no? I mean, that's a hell of a lot better than what the Steelers got at quarterback. So I know you don't like giving up on the quarterback that you take in the first round and you want to try as hard as you can. And if Russell Wilson was to beat out Kenny Pickett, if he goes to Pittsburgh, I mean, is that the end of Kenny? Does Kenny sit for a year behind Russ, 2 years behind Russ? I don't know. It's probably the end of him in Pittsburgh, because at that point you wouldn't be picking up the fifth-year option. So it's a very, very tough situation for them. But I think if I sat here now, and it's hard right now because you're going to have so many moves in the next week. There's going to be so many guys that become available. You have the draft. You don't know what these teams are going to look like. But no matter what happens in the next couple weeks, I actually think I'd be pretty confident in saying that Russell Wilson would probably be a better option at quarterback for the Steelers than Kenny Pickett or Mason Rudolph. I just think he would be. I think he would play well there, actually. To be quite honest, I don't know if they'd be a playoff team, but I don't think that he would be. You know, Kenny Pickett barely threw any touchdowns. I mean, he wasn't very good. Barely get the ball to the receivers. So I kind of don't think that Russ to Pittsburgh is as bad as it kind of looks on the surface. I'm sure Joe tomorrow will disagree with me about this, but because Joe can't stand Russ. But that's just because Russ has cost him a lot of tickets. That's why Joe gets all hot and bothered about Russell Wilson. He's cost him some tickets in the past. Russ won me some tickets this year during that little winning streak that the Broncos had. So I actually don't think it would be as that bad of a situation. But when you look around, if he goes to Pittsburgh, and let's say Cousins goes to, everybody thinks he might go to Atlanta, I think it's becoming increasingly more likely that Justin Fields might be left without a seat at the table. Right? Where's he going? That's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle a little bit here. It was kind of hot when the first beginning of the week at the combine, but what's going to happen to Fields? Where's he going? Is he going to be a starter? Because the Bears are taking Caleb Williams. I'm pretty solid on that now. You heard polls at the combine say he's going to trade him before free agency if, you know, they want to do right by him. Now, maybe he was blowing smoke, but where's he going? He can't send him somewhere where one of these teams that's going to draft one of these quarterbacks in the first 10 picks, you know, a Washington or a New England or, I mean, he ain't going to go to one of those teams. I think Fields might be a backup somewhere next year. I think that's the situation that he's going to be in. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. Carver sans Lisi. He'll be back tomorrow. 844-843-6879 is the number. We'll start things off this hour with Manny in Philly. It's always good to talk to Manny. Manny, how are you, my man?
Excellent, Carver. Yo, are you? Did you just come out of the butcher shop, chopping all those players off of Buffalo?
You know, look, Manny, like, I'm sure you maybe you didn't hear me and Joe talking about this yesterday, but, like, honestly, I don't mind it for two reasons. One, their cap situation is awful, and two, they've been hitting a wall every year, and I want to see something different. I want to see them try mix some other things in with Allen while he's still at his best. So if this is the start of being able to do that, I don't mind it, because as good as these guys were for the Bills the last few years, they were getting to the same point every year and they weren't going anywhere past it. So whether they go past it or don't get back to the same point, I think it's time to try something different.
Yeah, I like what they did. But I know Carv Levy's in charge. That's what I know. But hey, I got to tell you a quick story about the whole outdoor game. So I was fourth man on the totem pole for that ticket, and first guy couldn't go. Second guy couldn't go. Third guy, I get the call on Saturday, you're going. Then last minute, later that night, chopped.
You got chopped?
I was devastated. Yeah.
How did you get chopped? You get the call and then you get chopped? How does that happen?
Guy number one wanted back in.
You can't do that. That ain't right. No. I don't like that at all, Manny. And you gave it to him?
Yeah, it was out of my hands.
Oh, that is a bad job. That's a bad job by them, Manny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
It was a hell of a game. It was a hell of a game.
Yo, it was one of the greatest games I've ever seen.
Wasn't for me being an Islander. That game wasn't fun for me.
What saved it for me was I ended up going to Rangers Devils over at MSG2 and got to see the Rangers whoop on the Devils for once.
Yeah, that was right after that, right? Was that a couple days after or before?
Yep.
When was that game? That was a couple days after.
Yeah, that
right?
was a couple days after. It was later that week.
They smashed them that night.
It was like
the
Rangers home game.
Yeah, they crushed them too. The Devils have a bad year, a real bad year for the Devils. No goaltending.
Yeah, but it always seems that they're thorn in our side all the time.
Right, yeah. You're not kidding, Manny. That's for sure.
And I'm hitting up AC this weekend. It's the annual excursion with the boys.
Ooh. I like that.
We're getting into the UFC fights, so I'm going to be listening for Matias's picks.
Obviously, give me one guy you got your eye on here for Saturday, and then in a minute I'll get into it with Matias and I'll get his picks. Who are you looking? Who you got? You want this O'Malley? You're back in this O'Malley?
Yeah, I'm going after O'Malley. I think Vera's going to get him.
Going after him? Wow! All right, you're going after him. Now I'm interested. I'm probably going to do it after the next break. I'm going to ask Matias where he's at on the fight for Saturday night. But that's nice. You know what, Manny? That's a good time. You got you and the fellas. Go down to AC. Watch the fights. You got all the other games going on. You got all the mid-major conference tournaments. Who used to play down? Didn't the Mac or one of those, or somebody used to play down there at Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City?
That's where Ryder, the MEAC, I think. MEAC? Or MAAC?
No, the MAAC.
MAAC. I forget.
Metro,
it's one of those.
Metro, the Metro, yeah. The Metro goes down there sometimes.
Yeah, because Ryder University is not too far from me, and I know they play down there.
Yeah, they do. That's a fun conference. At least their conference tournament's always fun. Well, Manny, have a great time this weekend down there. That's a great. I wish I was doing something like that this weekend. That's fun. Always fun, baby.
Enjoy, man. Manny. Take care.
I'll talk to you soon. There he is, the great Manny in Philly, checking in with us. Going to see the fights. Watch the fights with the fellas down in AC. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you get down there, because the fights, I mean, that fight ain't gonna go off till midnight East. I'm sure they're gonna be involved in, 10 East is when the regular card starts and you got all the prelims. But you get down there nice and early on Saturday, get yourself maybe set up at the sports book, watch all the hoops. You got the hockey as well if you want to get involved there. Get a little dinner. Then you pony up for the fights. And then after the fights are over, about 12:30, 1 o'clock, you hit the tables. That's it. That's AC, baby. Go and make it happen. America's Playground. I used to love those drives. I mean, this was a while ago. This is probably 20 years ago when I was young and stupid. And I used to make those, the midnight run, either after work. I'd be getting off work at midnights and right down to AC. Probably I'd pull in about, you know, if I was doing good enough, probably about 2 a.m., 2:15 a.m., pull in there, go for a couple hours, then spend a night, wake up about 11 a.m., have some more fun in the afternoon. Ah, to be in my early to mid-20s again, what a time. What a time, reminiscing. America's Playground, the late night run. I will do that when I come back. I don't want to get Matias started now because he gets so passionate about the fights. I don't want to have to cut him off before that. I do want to say I have a couple.
Say, baby, we got a lot to say.
I know you're gassed up. You're very gassed up for $299 coming up on Saturday night. I did want to go through.
I'm in a dilemma though, Carver. I'm in a dilemma.
Are you?
You know, I'm going to be at the Indian Wells tennis tournament on Saturday night. I got Saturday night session. I'll be covering the Indian Wells tournament, and I'm going to have the fights on my phone. So I'm going to be doing two things at once, man. It's going to be a wild time.
The Indian Wells, the tennis you're going to be at? The tennis?
The tennis I'm going to be. I was hoping to see Rafa Nadal. Big time.
It, right?
And the next thing you know, he bows out of the tournament yesterday. It's unbelievable.
He went out. See you later. Skedaddled. Finished. That sucks. Yeah, that would have been nice to see Rafa. Because there really ain't going to be many more of those. Many more chances to see him anywhere. So
no, there's definitely not. But you know what? This is going to be my first time going to an intense, real tennis competition. I usually go to the UTS exhibitions type of things when they come to LA, but I've never been to a real, like, points tournament type of thing. And that, you know what they say, Indian Wells, that's the tournament that outside of a major that feels like a major. So the players are ready to rock and roll. And it's been unpredictable yesterday and today to think who's going to win the games, because big dogs have been winning yesterday and today.
When's next? The French? Is that the next one that they do? Is that the next major? The French Open?
I believe so. And then Wimbledon.
Wimbledon's in June, and the U.S. Open's in August. So I guess that's what, around April or May they have the French? I have no idea. I couldn't know it. I wouldn't know the tennis. I know when Wimbledon is, and I know when the U.S. Open is. That's about as far.
No, we got the French Open coming up next, for sure. And then we always finish in the summer in New York with the U.S. Open.
So if he's not playing, who's the favorite for that right now? Well, I have it right here, actually. I want to see that. Grand Slams. French Open. Alcatraz is the favorite. Plus 140. That's late May, it looks like. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Carver Sands Lisi. Joe out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. I talk a lot about these mid-major conference tournaments and how fun they are and anything. So that Jacksonville team in the A-Sun, they had already had a couple of upsets, and then they had Stetson on the ropes, and the kid on Stetson hit a bomb with a bomb three with about 3 or 4 seconds to go and gave him the lead, and they were able to hold on after that. So that was quite the game. That was a fun game. Those are the fun games you look for this week, as Stetson now is a win away from possibly dancing. So I'll remember that kid next week if they get themselves into the tournament. All right, Matias, I wanted to give you a crack here. You've been on a cold streak with the main events for the fighting, and you have UFC 299, which is a very big event, coming up on Saturday night. Where is that, Miami, Matias? Is that where they're having that? Where's this fight?
Yes, Miami, South Beach, and they had the press conference today, and it was absolutely electric.
Who was wearing the crazy hair? Was that O'Malley who had all the crazy hair?
Yeah, that's O'Malley. He was wearing the crazy jacket and the crazy hair.
See, I know what's going on. I'm keeping my eyes on what's happening. I know what's going on.
It's a stat card. It's a stat card. I've been raving about this card for quite some time. Even, you know, 3 weeks ago, you asked me, hey, what card's coming up next? And I told you UFC 299. I completely skipped over UFC 298. That's how excited I was. And that card was in Anaheim, right down the street from me. So it's like I've been counting down for this thing. It's a shame I'm not going to be watching it on the big screen. But, man, it's banger after banger after banger. If you guys want to see some action, if you guys want to see some talent, you guys got to buy these fights on ESPN+. And it's time to make some money because I see some great lines all around the board for this fight card, Carver.
You see a bunch of great lines on this card. So we'll stick with the main card here, obviously. I'm sure you probably have some diamond in the rough for me in the prelims. But
there's no way you could take Chito Vera. You know, I know that he won the first fight. I know that he kicked Sean O'Malley on the foot. I know that his foot had some nerve damage and he couldn't finish the fight. You know, that's the one thing that Sean O'Malley has as a kryptonite, it's his feet. You know, he's had trouble with his legs for a long time. Chito Vera, Andre Sukmatov comes into mind. You know, there's many times where Sean O'Malley's had problems with his foot or with his legs. So, you know, I do expect Chito to kick him around, but at the same time, speed kills, and there's no way I think that a freak accident happens to Sugar Show, you know, on the big stage at 299. Once, you know, now that he's champion.
So O'Malley's minus 280 in this fight. He's a heavy favorite, of course. So he's lost to this guy. This is the only guy he lost to. Did I see that right? This is the only guy he's ever lost to.
It's the only guy that he's lost to. It is. It is. He's tough. You know, Marlon's tough. I don't think he's going to get finished, you know, in the first couple rounds. I do think he's going to get bloodied up. You know, he's going to get jacked up. He's going to get punched around. I just think he's going to tough it out. And I think O'Malley's actually going to win this via decision or maybe a doctor stoppage in the fourth or fifth round because Chito has a huge cut somewhere on his eye that he can't see or fight for the rest of the fight, you know?
Poirier's a dog in this fight? Who's this clown that he's fighting? Who's this cat?
He's fighting Benoit Saint-Denis, and this guy is a true monster, a true animal, you know, a former Special Forces guy. Not that that matters much, but it's so badass when you see a guy who's defended his country and, you know, who's done it on the real stage, not just in the octagon, but also translates into the octagon. This guy has been a dog in so many fights, you know, against guys like Bonfim, and you thought that this guy was going to get knocked out, but this guy is always the hammer. He's always the hammer in all of his fights, and that's something I've learned by watching this guy over and over again. I've actually had I've been lucky enough to watch this guy actually at the Apex, Carver, when I went to go cover a fight card at the Apex last year, and he was a plus 250 dog, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I wonder why, because this guy's an animal, and you know what? He had the odds makers all messed up because he walked down Bonfim, you know, who's usually the hammer, and he became the nail in this instance, and that's the way that Saint-Denis always fights. You know, can he get caught? He sure can, but he's, you know, what I've seen from from Saint-Denis is that he could take a punch. You know, he could get hit and keep walking forward. You know, he has that Nate Diaz effect where it doesn't matter how hard you hit him, he's going to keep coming at you zombie style, and he's very, very strong. You know, and let's get real here. Poirier, he's past his prime. You know, he's looking towards the final stage of his career, the final chapter per se, and I just don't see this going well for him. I really don't. If he wants to take this fight to the ground, he might have some success right there. But, you know, when you think of guys coming off of knockouts, especially when it comes to, you know, a head kick like the one that he had against Justin Gaethje where he got knocked out, you know, it's tough to see guys recover like that. You know, look what happened to Alexander Volkanovski when he came back, you know, after he got kicked in the back of the head. He got knocked out again, right? And, you know, I fell asleep on that. But usually guys, when they get kicked in the back of the head and get knocked out, you don't usually come back, you know, looking great.
No, you usually do not. That's for sure. Gilbert Burns is a dog also. You have Kevin Holland against Michael Page. So
Carver, that's a dog I like, you know.
Peter
Gilbert
Jan
Burns at plus 150,
here,
so. I think, is a good dog. You know, I like Jack Maddalena. I think he's a tough, tough fighter. I see that the line just keeps going up and up. It was at -135. It was at -150. And now I see it at -180 on some books. So you see that the public is heavily going with the guy who's 18 wins, 2 losses. You know, he's had some big wins over Kevin Holland, which was, you know, a tight, tight fight. But he has holes in his game, Jack Maddalena does. If you look at some of his previous fights, you know, you're able to take this guy down. He's also susceptible to throwing himself into certain chokes. Well, let's get real here. If Gilbert Burns gets in a position where he has a choke locked in, he's going to finish the fight. You know, that's why Gilbert Burns has been a standout fighter for the last 6 years. You know, he finishes fights. He's a great black belt jiu-jitsu practitioner. You know, the guy's the real deal. He's not afraid to get in a firefight. You know, I see Gilbert taking this fight to the ground, and I actually see him submitting Jack Maddalena when he tries to get himself out of trouble. You know, can Jack knock out Gilbert? He might. He might be able to do that. You know, he has powerful hands. He's definitely a banger. But at the same time, this is the top level. You know, now that Jack's in the top level of this division, you know, he's not fighting gatekeepers anymore. He's not fighting guys that are going to make him look good. You know, now he's fighting guys who have title aspirations after every single fight. And that's exactly what Gilbert Burns is. You know, a guy who wants to get back in that title mix if he gets a big finish. And this is a great opportunity for him to actually do that. You know, for a guy that's coming up the rankings, you know, you kind of take that hype away from that guy. You know, similar to what we saw this past weekend with Rozenstruik. You know, Rozenstruik, a guy who's lost a couple fights, always looking to get at the top of the division, looking for that title shot. And here comes this young, hungry 12-0 lion, Gaziev, right? And you know what? Rozenstruik throws him right back in the boonies, baby. And Rozenstruik, just like that, he's right back in that title contention type of picture. So I see this kind of similar, you know, a similar storyline for Gilbert Burns. You know, a big one here coming up at +150 for Gilbert Burns.
It certainly is. So it should be fun on Saturday night there for UFC 299. And the other thing I'll mention to you here quickly with the fighting is, you excited for Mike Tyson to fight? Which Paul brother is he fighting? Jake,
no,
right?
No. Jake Paul. No. When I woke up to that news, and it was crazy because I saw that Michael Bisping completely trashed Jake Paul.
I wouldn't trash him. Because, that guy's smart.
Exactly.
How much money he's going to make?
He's going to make a lot of money. I just wonder if Tyson makes it to the fight. You know, is he going to make it? He's walking around with a cane, and then I see a video. It's like, oh, Mike Tyson
is
still boxing.
He's walking around with a cane.
Anybody can train. He's walking around with a cane. There's video of him walking around with a cane. Why wouldn't he be walking around with a cane, Carver? You know what I mean?
He's He's 57 years old now. But I'll tell you this, and this is where the Paul brothers is smart. People are going to watch that because it's Tyson. Now, I don't think that you can bet on this, and it would stun me, Matias, if any book actually put a number out on that fight. You can't, because as far as the fight's got to be fixed. It just has to be. There's just no way. That's got to be a predetermined outcome. 57-year-old Mike Tyson fighting. That's like, did they ever put numbers up for, who did he fight before? He fight Mayweather once? Is this the guy that fought Mayweather? Did he fight Mayweather?
Logan Paul. Logan Paul fought Mayweather.
Okay. Now, Logan Paul is the one in wrestling now, right? I can't keep track of the Paul
brothers. He's an entertainer.
So I don't know which one's who. Either way, people are going to watch this. I don't think they could actually put a number on this. And if they did, please don't go anywhere near it if they did. But people are going to watch if Mike Tyson actually shows up to beat somebody up at 57 years old, which I guess is a possibility.
Yeah, but are you
going to
buy it, though? Will you
well, if it's on Netflix. Here's the thing, though. It's on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, I'm
will
assuming
you
can watch the fight.
Will you be getting a Netflix subscription if you don't have one?
If I didn't have a Netflix subscription, I would not be getting one. I have a Netflix subscription, so that means that I'll watch because I don't have to pay any extra money for it. I'm already paying for Netflix. Now, if they tell me that it's some kind of like Netflix extra charge or something like that, like ESPN does with ESPN Plus, then no, that won't happen. But they will get – people will be involved with that just because of the Tyson factor. They will. But, man, what a scene. 57-year-old Mike Tyson. I didn't know he was walking around with a cane.
I just wonder how much he's getting paid. You know, you got to wonder how much he's getting paid for this.
I'm sure they're both getting done. I mean, they're having a fight at Jerry's World. It's going to be on Netflix. I mean, they're going to get... I mean, for this guy, Paul, I mean, he's... He knows how to make money. Give him that. He knows how to do that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Carver Sands Lisi here with you. As we got a big slate, obviously lots of college basketball games going on. Some crazy finishes on Thursday night already. Some high seeds in these mid-major conference tournaments have been going down. And there is a lot going on. Here's what's happening on Friday for college hoops. Let me get myself lined up here with the Friday slate. Let's start. Where do we want to start here? Big South, Longwood and Winthrop getting together. Longwood actually favored here by 1.5, and they're the lower seed. Or should I say the higher seed? I guess 5. Winthrop's the 4. 146.5 the total. Winthrop. What they do with Longwood this year? Longwood beat them. Longwood beat them both times? No, they split. The second game was an overtime game. Give me Longwood in that one. With the higher seed. That's almost like a system play right there. System play. System play. Belmont and Northern Iowa in the MVC quarters. Belmont destroyed. Who was that? Valpo on Thursday afternoon. You have UNC Asheville, who we took at plus 330 to win the Big South. They're laying 11.5 against Charleston Southern. Dayton and VCU are finishing out their A-10 regular season schedule. At least I believe that they are. That's got to be their last game. Oh no, yes, it is. Dayton at home minus 8.5. VCU had an awful loss the other night. They lost at home to Duquesne. So you have Dayton with that. 138.5 is the total. The MAC is finishing out their regular season as well before their conference tournament next week. We have Evansville and Drake in the Missouri Valley. We're on Drake to win that tournament, as you know, so we'll be backing them. Ooh, Pepperdine and San Diego. I don't have a number for this yet, but we are playing San Diego no matter what. Pepperdine's the team that won by a billion points. They were up 58-9 or whatever, 54-9, whatever it was, in the first half against Pacific. So we're going to go after them. Wichita State's playing Tulane in the American. So what are they playing this week? They're playing, so final game for them for the regular season. Tulane minus 2.5. That tells you the kind of year that Wichita is having. Boise State and San Diego State. Good game. Late night Mountain West. Minus 6.5 for the Aztecs. 137.5 the total. Loyola and Portland will play late night. Late night at the Orleans in Vegas in the second round of the WCC tournament, with Loyola laying 5.5, actually now up to 6.5 in that one. So there are a few other games. And then Saturday and Sunday will be the final regular season for the heavies, for all the heavy schools, the Power Five conferences, which including Duke and North Carolina, who are playing on Saturday. You also have... Who else finishing out? Baylor's playing. Kansas is playing Houston. Kentucky's playing Tennessee. Creighton and Villanova. Arkansas, Alabama. We mentioned UNC Duke. UConn's playing Providence. Arizona, USC. South Carolina's got Mississippi State. So final game for a lot of these teams. Wisconsin plays Purdue on Sunday. Wisconsin beat Rutgers on Thursday night. Illinois finishes up at Iowa. Iowa could use that win big time on Sunday night. I don't know why they have... Why are they making them play Sunday night in the Big Ten? That's just so stupid. I mean, they're starting all these conference tournament games on as early as Tuesday. Like enough with the Sunday night. What do Maryland, Penn State, and Illinois, Iowa have to play at 7 and 7:30 on Sunday night for? Play the game in the afternoon. Let the kids all get to where are they having that? Chicago, that conference tournament? Stupid. It really is sometimes. How I figure this out, but it's TV. That's the reason why it all happens. So Friday, mostly mid-majors. You don't have too many heavies going. Friday in the NBA, you are going to have Pelicans are in Philly against the Sixers. And, you know, me and Pharrell were talking about this the other day. They were saying on TV how the Sixers might fall to the 13th if they don't watch out. You know, they're not playing. This was before they lost to Memphis and the Nets this week. So they have now fallen into the play-in tournament spot, the Sixers. And they have, but they're still 11 games up in the loss column on the Nets. There's no way they could blow that. At least you don't think so, but then they lose games like they did to this week to Memphis and to the Nets. So maybe it is possible they could blow it. But I don't think they could blow it. Either way, here's what I do know. They're going to get blown out by New Orleans at home on Friday night. They're getting 6.5 at home. The Timberwolves, second night of a back-to-back for them. They won in Indiana 113-111. Monster game for Anthony Edwards. He had 44 in that game. And now they got to play against Cleveland, who's also very banged up. They got Minnesota -1 right now in 209. And that could be Cleveland for me. I'm probably going to lean at Cleveland. We'll see who actually is showing up for Cleveland in that game. But I lean there. Knicks, similar situation. They're -1 against Orlando at the Garden. Brunson, they still list him as questionable. He didn't play the other night against Atlanta. The Knicks, for some reason, always have a problem with the Magic. Doesn't matter where they play him. It's usually more down in Orlando, but they usually have a lot of trouble with them. And Orlando's hot right now. They have pushed themselves back up to 4th in the East. So they have gone past the Heat and the Knicks in this recent surge. They've won 5 in a row. They're 8-10 in their last 10. They're 8-2 in their last 10. So Orlando's picking some things up, and they're obviously right in front of the Knicks in the East. Hawks are in Atlanta. Hawks are in Memphis against the Grizzlies. Yawn. Second night of a back-to-back for the Heat, who will be in OKC against the Thunder, who are coming back from a West Coast trip. And I've got OKC -8.5 right now. There, you get the Bucks and the Lakers at night. I have Bucks -1 right now. I guess that's another one. We got a long time till they play that game, considering Giannis's recent health. LeBron is a health concern after leaving the game with the ankle the other night. AD seemingly is always listed as either probable or questionable. So Bucks Lakers, you're probably going to have to wait a little while to find out who all the participants are going to be. But they have it at Bucks -1 right now, which tells you that they think LeBron isn't playing. Rockets into Portland against the Blazers. Well, you know what? I shouldn't have probably said that. The -1 Bucks, that could be with everybody full strength. They'd probably be favored anyway. If Giannis is going, they should be favored over the Lakers. And Rockets -5 into Portland against the Blazers. The Blazers are pathetic. But they actually did cover a couple games here recently. Not many, but they did. They've covered against the Thunder. They covered against the Timberwolves. They beat the Grizzlies outright, actually, back-to-back games. They covered that game against the Heat. So the Blazers have been, they don't win often, but they've been a little spunky here lately in terms of the number. And they'll have the Rockets in town. So that's your NBA for Friday night in the association. Oh, I've almost forgot. Charlotte's playing Washington in the Hairdryer City game of the night. If you could stomach that one. 15-47 Charlotte against 9-53 Wizards. You know what we can go back to in that game? Poole did hit the 4 threes the other night. I know he took about 12 or 13 of them. But Poole did hit 4 threes. I don't know if they have that up yet for him. Let's see if they give you a number yet for Poole on the threes. They got Poole. I don't list them. not listing Poole for threes? They don't have Poole listed right now. We'll have to come back and circle that, too. Hockey on Friday night. Now, this will be after the trade deadline as well. Minnesota is in Colorado against the Avalanche. Detroit is at the College Rink against Arizona. Winnipeg's in Seattle against the Kraken. And then the Stars are at the Duck Pond against Anaheim. That Star game was nuts the other night. Absolutely. What they were down 3 in San Jose, and they came back and they won 7-6 in overtime. But as we were saying earlier, all these teams are loading up in hockey. Panthers, Oilers, Colorado, Carolina getting Gensel, Stars, Vegas, Hanifin. Bruins have been kind of quiet. Rangers, Leafs added Edmondson, which is a good piece on D. Vancouver's made moves a couple weeks ago. Same with Winnipeg. 11 teams, 15-1 or less in the NHL for the Stanley Cup. 11 teams. And I got to find one of those is going to be your cup winner. I don't think anybody beyond that. I think that's the group. And you kind of narrow that down. You know, it's about 4 or 5 teams in the East. It's 5 or 6 teams in the West. Although there's some teams in the West that I don't think can beat certain teams. The West is going to be so much fun in the NHL with Edmonton and Colorado and Dallas and Vegas, Vancouver, Winnipeg. I mean, those are 6 of the 8 teams that's going to be there. LA and Nashville will be the other 2 teams. But I don't have much faith in LA and Nashville. But I think Winnipeg is still worth maybe a little bit of a blast. I just don't know if they're going to score enough in the playoffs. That's what worries me about Winnipeg. And as much as we like to fawn over the elite goalie, which they have in Connor Hellebuck, the elite goalie is kind of not exactly a must-have to win a cup. These teams that don't have elite goalies, they win all the time now. You take out the 2 Vasilevsky years with Tampa. A lot of paint by numbers with the goalies. Vegas last year. You go back a little further, Holtby with the Caps. I mean, he wasn't a stud. Got paid like a stud and then was never good again. But he wasn't a stud. Colorado got rid of Kemper after he won. So, you could win without the elite goalie. Like, Winnipeg has the elite goalie. They have any scoring. That's the thing that you have to see if they can combine there for those. And Edmonton killed us on Thursday night, Matthias. They teased us is what they did. They got it to 3-2 with about 7 minutes left to go in the third period. And then they left us. They left us at the altar. They actually came real close with about 40 seconds left. They had a big scramble down by the Columbus net, and they couldn't jam it in. And then the Blue Jackets went the other way and got the empty net for a 4-2 win. Tough scene. Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. And Luka was able to pull it off again on Thursday night. He had a slow first half. I think he had 12 at the half. And he only had like 3 boards and 4 assists or one or the other. But he does go his 5th straight game with a triple-double and 30-plus points. So Luka has been an absolute machine lately, man. He really has. Still 7-1 for the MVP. But I just don't know if he can get there. But he sure is playing like the MVP. I don't know if his team, because of where the Mavericks are, will be able to get there. But, I mean, the dude's doing 30-point triple-doubles every single night. I mean, he's dragging Dallas. Dragging. The guy had a ton of threes in that game against the Heat, too. 7 threes. I mean, he's playing lights out. But the Joker's so steady. Every night, Joker. Same line. Every single night. All right. Well, Joe's in tomorrow. Joe will be back. I won't. I'll be back with you guys on Monday. So Joe will have you along with Matias. And Matias, make sure you give him that winner for the UFC. Joe's going to be on here for it tomorrow. Make sure you give him what you gave me with the UFC and get him to the winner's circle. We want to come in on Monday night with a big celebration for Matias hitting the main event in the UFC. The streak is over, Matias. I can feel it. Great job by Matias Burvell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.